Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you on your Monday morning. And we are now thrilled to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by the head coach of Vanderbilt Men's Golf, Scott Limbaugh, as his team prepares to host the Mason Rudolph Championship this weekend at Vanderbilt's Legends Club. Coach Limbaugh, thanks so much for taking some time. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning. I'm excited to talk with you guys.
Very excited to have you on. Excited for the Mason Rudolph Championship this weekend. Always a great event. What's the excitement level among your program? I know you only get one opportunity per season to play at home. So what's the excitement level to showcase your talent, showcase that great facility you have down in Franklin?
You know what? It's probably, I've had a lot of former players tell me it's the best week of the year, you know, because you know, every other sport plays and, you know, you play home, then you play away, then you come back home. But for us, we're one of the few SEC schools that host a tournament every year. And I just think it's important to give back to the game and give back to our community. And we are thrilled to have such a talented field coming in to Legends Club this weekend. And, you know, you look at it, we got six SEC teams. We got five of the top 20 teams in the country coming in town. And truly, the several players that are the future of the PGA Tour will be here. So I think it's a great opportunity for our young team to play against a great field at home.
And a great opportunity, I would assume, as a measuring stick with SEC teams coming in, top 20 teams. You've got a couple of weeks until the SEC championships. How do you feel like your team is playing as you try and gear up for the postseason?
Well, that's a great point. You know, during my time here, we've always kind of separated fall to spring and then championship season. So it's these three different seasons and, you know, you're just always climbing, always learning. And this last event, we started three freshmen, a sophomore and our leader, Wells, and our senior, Wells Williams. And we, you know, to be honest, we had a great fall and probably a little bit ahead of maybe where we, I don't know that we played above what we are. We won three times in the fall, finished the fall, ranked second or third in the country, started the spring strong, and then we struggled down in Cabo at a huge tournament, and then kind of building our way back up. You know, confidence is so important in any sport, and especially in the game of golf. And so we've got some young guys that we just got to make sure they're taking the proper steps, you know, mentally, to get ready for these last two regular season events so we can be ready at the SEC Championship in late April.
We're talking to Vandy golf coach Scott Limbaugh. Scott, I'm just going through kind of your schedule, and I see lots of, you know, first place, top three finishes, and you have a little bit of a while before the postseason starts, but where would you assess where your team is at this point in time?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think that what we're trying to do is build a system around our young guys that we get them to where they can play more freely during championship season. Our coaching staff spends a lot of time what the outside person might see is we kind of caddy for our freshmen during these events during the regular season. So just helping to understand their game, seeing what they're thinking, how they're going about it. But as far as a team, I'm super excited. I mean, the only thing that we have that I would say we don't have as much senior leadership, upper class leadership, but you know, you look at, you know, I'm a coach, and so I look at all these different sports. As long as we can just, our talent level is there. And I think the challenge is for us is just to get our mental, I call it mental toughness, to be where it needs to be, where we're just playing golf and playing freely. I think that's what my coaching staff is charged to do, is train these guys up and help them to prep, play freely. It's not going to be comfortable, but we're trying to train them to where they enjoy that.
Okay, I'm about to be super vulnerable with the entire city of Nashville. And since you're a coach, I'm going to ask for your advice on the air, because I like to golf. That doesn't mean that I'm good, but I like to golf. I am pretty good, I'd say, with the iron. But when it comes to driving, I am terrible. Do you think that you could diagnose and kind of help me fix that on the air right now?
Well, I would say, first of all, the ball's sitting on a tee when you're hitting a driver. So it's sitting on the ground when you're hitting an iron. So therefore, when it's on the ground, we kind of got to go down and get it. When it's on the tee, it's kind of like if you ever played baseball or t-ball, you kind of got to swing up at it a little bit. So my guess is you might need to get a little weight on your back foot and swing up, baby. Swing for the fences.
All right, I'm going to try that, and I'll let you know how it goes. I'll get back with you.
Yeah, please do.
I love it.
Hey, we can help you down here too, if you want to come see us.
Yeah, Parker might have to make an appointment down there.
I don't think I'm ready for the big time yet. So
get some legitimate swing tips. Talking with head coach Scott Limbaugh, Vanderbilt Men's Golf. Again, they host the Mason Rudolph Championship down at Vanderbilt Legends Club Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. Coach, you mentioned Wells Williams, and I know he's been a huge part of this program for the last 4 years. He won this tournament a year ago. How valuable has he been to your team, especially when you have lost some experience? Gordon Sargent, Jackson Van Paris, some of the players over the past few years. How valuable has Wells Williams been as a leader and a player for you over the last year or so?
Well, you know what, Jake, I tell you what, you mentioned Gordon Sargent, who's currently on the PGA Tour, Jackson Van Paris, currently top 20 on the Korn Ferry Tour. So trying to replace that's not real possible, you know. So what Wells has done is he especially in this kind of world we're in now of I'm not getting playing time, let me go find grass greener. Wells was here on a really, really good team his first year, probably the best team we've ever had here, and actually played really well, but he didn't play in our postseason lineup, and he didn't complain, he didn't whine, he didn't go search for greener pastures. He just kept getting better and getting better. And so Wells has run over the next couple of years. He's run all the races with our team. He's had great success at national championships, SEC championships. And I think he's comfortable, being in that. Now, he's not a really loud guy. He's not necessarily he's just a good old country boy from West Point, Mississippi that just, He works his craft every day, and he leads by kind of showing the way. And he is a special young person, and you know he's currently ranked fifth in PGA Tour U, and I think seventh or eighth, I believe, in our college golf rankings. So he's our next guy in line to kind of continue getting out there. You know that you'll be watching on TV on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, and you've talked about some of the players that you've been able to coach that are now playing at the highest level of golf. Gordon Sargent, of course, is an up-and-comer coming out of Vanderbilt just last year. I know you coached Justin Thomas when he was at Alabama. How rewarding is it for you as a coach when you do get the opportunity to sit down and watch the PGA Tour and see these guys that you've been able to mentor succeeding at the highest level?
It's so fun, and it's so rewarding. I think we had, six guys in the Korn Ferry event this weekend, from Will Gordon, down to our more recent guys in Jackson Van Paris, Cole Sherwood, Matthew Riedel, Theo, lots of guys that are they're right there on the cusp of breaking through to the PGA Tour. And I think that is fun. I mean, Justin Thomas to this day, he and I have remained, super close, and just to watch his success and kind of, it's fun for me to see him just coming back from injury to play so well at the Players a few weeks ago. And Bud Cauley as well, coached him at Alabama during my 5 years there. And that is so much fun. But professional golf's different than college golf, and just like pro in anything's a lot different, but their lives here are kind of laid out for them. And then you kind of leave here and you're on your own, every decision you make all day, every day. And I think that transition is tough. So you do have to love the game, not just be good at it. You got to love that journey because, man, it's tough.
Coach, really appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. Wishing you the best of luck this season, and can't wait for the Mason Rudolph this weekend down at Vanderbilt Legends Club in Franklin. It starts on Friday. Should be a great event, and we're looking forward to it.
Thanks, guys.
Head coach Scott Limbaugh, Vanderbilt's men's golf team, joining us on the program again. They host their tournament coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend down at Vanderbilt Legends Club in Franklin. And then get ready for the postseason SEC championships coming up in late April, national championships in May. We will step aside. When we come back, we will wrap up hour number one. Another Vanderbilt coach got an extension this weekend, which is very important. Mark Byington sticking around on West End. We'll talk about it coming up next. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game.